Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on StandardbredCanada.ca. Norm Borg with you from the home office at Rideau-Carlton Raceway. There's a new sheriff in town at OHA. His name is Don Amos, and he's hoping to usher in, as the new president, a new era. One that contains less confrontation, more cooperation, according to Amos. That would be a sea change, without being too critical. He's next on Trot Radio. Don Amos on the other end of my line. He is the new president of OHA. Don, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thank you very much, Norm.
I guess the first question has to be asked. OHA, as we all know, has taken a number of hits over the past few years with the loss of their affiliation with Sudbury, Windsor, Ottawa, and of course, most recently, Woodbine. What do you plan to do, Don, to either reverse a tide or at least stem it?
I've always believed, because I was chairman of Magna Entertainment Corporation and left 3 years ago, but I always believed that horsemen should have a voice, and I always felt that the balance in running a good business has to include three things. Of course, it has to be good for the horse owners, it has to be good for the breeders, it certainly has to be good for the tracks, and it has to be good for the community, and of course, the racing fans. Part of my role with Magna International, the auto business, I was involved in labor relations and also with employee relations. And so it's from that perspective that I've always been associated with coming up with solutions rather than just have stalemates, because I always felt there's a solution to everything.
Well, there has been a certain culture of confrontation, let's say, at least some would say, at OHA in previous years and under previous administrations. Sounds like you're trying to change that.
Absolutely, because that's one of the reasons why the directors wanted maybe somebody that maybe wasn't as close to it. You know, I'm not a magic man, but I feel that in working with relationships and being accountable and being transparent, I think I've got a pretty good background in that area.
Speaking of magic man, you know, I couldn't let you go without asking you about this, because I think it's very germane to what your role is going to be at OHA. Obviously, Woodbine no longer recognizes OHA. COSA is in place, and they do have an agreement for now. Do you think part of your role might be at some point to try and amalgamate with COSA so that there's an even larger voice, once again, that would have a better relationship with WEG than OHA had previously?
Well, I don't know whether the word amalgamate is appropriate in this circumstance, because I'm familiar with a lot of the people there, and, you know, people make certain decisions based upon, you know, what they've experienced, and so I don't question any of it. All I know is that, from my perspective, I will have a good relationship with, you know, people in the standard bred business, whether it be COSA or whether it be other jurisdictions, and then I'll also have a good relationship with the thoroughbred people, because I still have thoroughbreds myself.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So from that perspective, I think I've got one foot on the boat and one foot on the dock, and I understand the mentality and how why people feel certain ways.
How does OHA plan to get on financially without that big block of membership from the Toronto people who are now with COSA?
Well, appropriately, we as a directorship, and I happen to be on the audit committee as well, and the executive committee, we have finished all our contracts now pretty well. You know, they're all put to bed, and we have multiple year contracts with Great Canadian Gaming and mm-hmm. Dresden and Woodstock, and then all the other contracts are pretty well settled now. So all that really means is that, you know, you have a budget that reflects, you know, money coming in and also the allocation of money. So we've done a budget that's appropriate and realistic, and we'll be fine.
Obviously, you know, with you having a management background, it's a change, I would think, because now you're going to be sitting across the table from people with whom you have a lot in common, not just as a standardbred owner, but as a standardbred racing and horse racing in general executive. So, I mean, that's got to signify a sea change within OHA. I guess the question I'm asking is this. Having left Magna Entertainment pretty much about the time it was applying for bankruptcy protection.
Oh, long before that.
Long before that? Okay.
But I could see it coming. I could see it coming. We had certain things that we had to do, and I just felt that we weren't going to get there in time, and I decided that prematurely I decided to retire.
Well, it probably turned out to be the right move in hindsight, especially in light of the fact that you're now representing OHA. You're not going to have that stigma. What are the big issues facing OHA that you think are going to need your top attention?
Well, I think we have a number of things that we have to do from an industry's perspective. We have a lot of benefit programs that we used to look after universally, and now there's COSA involved. And so we have to sit down with them and go through, you know, who's looking after who, because a lot of people's families and their persons are affected by this, and it all comes down to money in the final analysis. So
a lot of overlap there, I would think, between the membership.
And as you know, when you get into benefits, and a lot of this is benefits, we have to make sure that no pre-existing conditions, people are, you know, adversely affected.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we've got to work together with them to make sure that we're paying our side and they're paying their side, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that the grooms and, you know, the trainers and everybody else, you know, get looked after,
sure,
and continue to get looked after.
You think you can work with Bill O'Donnell and the COSA people?
Oh, absolutely. You know, over the years, in every jurisdiction, in every state that we were in, and as you know, we had a lot of track, I was able to work with everybody. So that doesn't concern me in the least.
Well, we wish you the best of luck in your new role as president of OHA, Don Amos. It certainly should be a different era, and one would think, with no disrespect to the previous administrations, perhaps a more, cooperative era between OHA and the tracks that it deals with.
Yeah, I think so, and, you know, I think it's achievable, and all of us are accumulation of an attitude and an outlook, and I always say, don't judge me by what I say, judge me by what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you have that philosophy, you know, you respect every move you make and everything you say, so I think we can do it.
Well, we wish you all the best, and we thank you so much for taking the time to be with us on Trot Radio. I know it's a busy time for you. You're just going through the transition now, but Don Amos, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Norm.
All right, take care.
Thank you, bye.
Bye-bye.